Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Paul speaks of ordinances nailed to a cross. What does this mean? Was God's law done away through Jesus' first coming? The New Living Translation helps make the meaning much clearer. He canceled the record that contained the charges against us. He took it and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. In our modern justice systems, a parallel to the handwriting of ordinances, as rendered in the King James Version, would be a formal written order of a death sentence issued after the evidence against the accused criminal, in this case, us, had been examined. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, speaks of a death warrant rightfully issued because we have all sinned by transgressing God's spiritual law, since the wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. We have all earned that sentence. However, the death sentence is mercifully commuted when we repent of sin and seek God's forgiveness. The Apostle Paul's wording is a dramatic characterization of the benefit of Jesus Christ's sacrifice. The death warrant bearing our names and the sins we committed is nailed to the cross of Christ, who willingly took the death penalty against humanity on himself. Forgiveness, however, is more than a pardon, because the penalty for our spiritual crimes wasn't merely set aside. It was paid in full by Jesus' sacrificial death for us. See 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Imagine the certified copy of an execution order with your name on it being hammered onto the beam on which Christ was crucified, right next to his body, splattered with his life's blood, to show that you do not have to die for your spiritual crimes. This is the striking illustration Paul presents in Colossians chapter 2. Those who would have us believe that this passage refers to the cancellation of God's law completely misrepresent Paul's powerful teaching analogy. After all, if Jesus came to do away with his Father's law, there would have been no need for him to give his life for us, since where there is no law, there is no transgression. Romans chapter 4, verse 15, chapter 5, verse 13. Again, likening the approach of those who believe God's law was canceled to what takes place in our modern justice system, they, in effect, are saying that commuting the death sentence of a murderer has canceled all laws against murder. This obviously makes no sense. For further understanding about the effects of the sacrifice of Christ, forgiveness, and real conversion, please request our free Bible study aids, What You Need to Know About Baptism and Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion. To better understand the purpose of God's law and why it is illogical to argue that Jesus abolished the law, be sure to also read the study aid, The Ten Commandments. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.